Amen. What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Let's just seal that commitment with prayer. Wow. We know who we were. We know who we are today. And there's no turning back. Amen. That's our prayer this morning as we sang. There's no turning back this morning. Let's just seal that with prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you that we're redeemed vessels. Thank you for pulling us out of the miry clay. Lord, when our minds go back across the trail of who we were and who we are this morning. Thank you for loving us while we were yet sinners, lost, dead in spirit. And Lord, through the work of your Holy Spirit, you made us alive unto you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for that. And Lord, as we trust in you, as we walk with you, as we even go through the few hours this morning in light of baptism, the water baptism, Lord, we know there's an enemy that wants to steal, kill, and destroy everything you've established. Lord, help us. Help us this morning to lean on you, to lean on the arms of Jesus. And we thank you that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, that loved us and gave his life for us. So, Father, as we look into your word this morning, I just pray, God, for an anointing here. May the presence of God be here, Father. Lord, may you fill us with your Holy Spirit this morning again. And we just thank you, Father, for your love, your grace, and what you've allowed us to be a part of, the opportunity that we have this morning. Lord, I pray for your blessing on all the hearers this morning, Lord, as the seed of truth comes forth, the word of God, just pray that you would bless the seed. Just ask, Father, for the love of God to be in and through our hearts, that gift of love, the same love that Christ had when he was nailed to the cross, when he was whipped. Oh God, I pray, Father, for that same love within our hearts. Would be for each other and for you, Father. So we just commit our time to you, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. What a blessing to be here in the house of God. I count it a privilege that I can be here. All of you, welcome to the visitors. It's good to see you. I get the reason that you're here is because there's a mile marker being set. There's a celebration going on today, and you want to be a part of it. God bless you for coming and supporting those that are getting baptized today. I'm excited. I'm excited. I see this as a one of the commitments in life that has to do a lot with eternity. This won't save you. But this is because of what already is happening and what already is in place. We're celebrating that and making that commitment to go through water baptism today with these individuals. And God bless you for making that commitment, each and every one of you. I'm sure everybody, I told them in the back room this morning, I said, you know, I think every one of us feels for them. Our flesh wants to tremble when we stand up and share a testimony, but you know the spirit is wanting to go on. There's a commitment inside each one of you to go through this, and God bless you for that. I'm very thankful to be here this morning. So we're going to I shared a little bit a few weeks ago about baptism. This morning I want to maybe just give some thoughts here for a couple moments, and then we'll have them give their testimonies. and share about what God did in their lives. And then also, Elam and Martha requested prayer and anointing for Martha again. So we'll do that before we go down to the water. Okay. Jonathan, if you could put up those three questions again this morning. These are the three questions that we we ask before they go under the water. And I'm going to just allude to these three. The first one is, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that He died and rose again for the remission of your sins? And we're assuming and believing that all of these are a yes. In fact, we sent them ahead of today to them and to give them some consideration and search their hearts in it. But even as we go through these this morning, those of us that have been baptized, those of us that have been walking with the Lord, how is our commitment in these things, in each one of these questions? How do we stand with God this morning? Have we given our life to Jesus Christ? And by the way, if you're not in these three questions, you're lost. You are eternally lost. Jesus died to save you from sin. That's just a fact. I didn't come up with that. God did in His Word. But I just want to make that clear. But all of us that are walking with the Lord, how is it with us? How have we gone back to maybe giving our whole life to Jesus Christ, remembering the day that when we gave our life to Jesus Christ, and the fact that we were so desperate, so lost, in a lost state, we just cried out to God. I was there. I remember that day. I remember when I said that. I meant it from the bottom of my heart because I was lost. But have I gone back on the deal? Have I taken a little bit back for myself from that commitment that I made that day? So as we go through here, let's check our hearts and align ourselves with God or realign ourselves with God. We learned the last time I shared about preparation for baptism. I shared about a life being prepared for His service. We looked at the fall of man, the separation of man because of sin in Genesis, and then coming to repentance for our sin and believing in God and receiving salvation, His gift of salvation, that He died for us and He rose again, the resurrection, the new life that He gave us. We also learned about the believer's baptism and what is in that and why we do that. We'll maybe touch on a few of those things this time today as well. But even in the area of believer's baptism, just learning that it's just out of sheer obedience to God. This is something that God came up with, and we didn't come up with this, but He instructed us to do that. Jesus Christ instructed us to do that. So question number one, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He died and rose again for the remission of your sins? And so He came, He found you in a fallen state, He loved you while you were yet a sinner, and He realized you were lost. That's why Jesus came. He saved you. I remember feeling that emptiness, the conviction of sin, and the realization that who I was now, this was back then, the realization of who I was and can't get further without Christ. It's an empty feeling. There's just a deep, dark void in my soul, right? I'm crying out to God in spirit and also audibly. But there's a deep, dark void there that has to be filled with Christ Himself. And it takes a choice within me to believe on Jesus Christ for the remission of my sin. And life goes on. We continue to find ourselves at the foot of the cross when we have wrong attitudes, when we have wrong things that we mess up on. We find ourselves at the cross once again. We learned about repentance and what that consists of. But in Romans, if you want to turn with me to Romans, we're going to be in Romans a little bit. I've just been in the book of Romans. I'm not going to read everything I did the last time, but there's just a few verses that I want to bring out this morning. Romans 6, 3 and 4 to start. Speaks of his death on the cross and also the newness of life. Could someone get me a glass of water? Okay, Romans 6, 3 and 4 says, Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him in by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So we see that we were baptized into his death, the death of Jesus Christ. And I think the water baptism signifies that there's a similarity there, if you could say, or a symbol of when you see the person going under the water this morning, there's just a public expression made today of what already happened. There's already been victory with these individuals. When they go under, there's a picture of the old man going down. In life, the old man leaves, and there's a newness of life raised up. And they're making a public expression to you, to all of you that are here this morning, and also to the unseen world, the spiritual world. And so there's this newness of life that comes up out of the baptism. Verses 3 and 4 there give a beautiful picture of that. When Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. And I guess I see it no different this morning. There is a newness of life that will come into your hearts as you follow the Lord. There is something new that happens every time there's a commitment made to the Lord Jesus Christ in a further way. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I just want to make this. There's something in this commitment, church. We come up to a place where we just say, I'm now good. I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm a Christian. I gave my life to Jesus. I'm on my way to heaven. Praise the Lord. You're on the right track. But at what point do we say, Lord, I want to go on. I want to go further in this commitment. And I know baptism isn't the final answer, but it's the steps toward a closer walk with God. And we could say, well, we're just going down to Mel's on the farm there, and we're just getting in the creek, and we're taking a dip. It's much more than that, according to the Word of God. There's a significance here this morning. So it's by our faith, an expression of faith, that these individuals go through with this morning. It's our means to Christ. It unites us with Christ in a fuller way. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Oh, hallelujah. Peace with God. Is there ever a time that you're walking along and it just doesn't feel like you have peace with God? That peace with God is so, so precious. And as we walk along, may we continuously strive to go on with that, to go into a further place with God and in his presence. But we're justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, believing in him, believing in him. Verse 8 there in Romans 5, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So did he really love us while we were yet sinners? It says that he did. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, whosoever, here, wherever, should not perish, but have eternal life. So it's believing, giving our lives to Him. Whosoever believeth in Him. And I think there's a big part in that believeth. It's ETH, which is a continual again and again and again and again. It's over and over. ETH, believeth in Him, should not perish but have everlasting life. So we're continuously living out this scripture in John 3:16. Yes, we receive salvation, but it's believeth. We continue and we continue to believe in Him. Is there anyone here that messed up this week? I don't want you to raise your hand. I did. But that takes believing in God to cover that with His blood. Repenting. So it's believeth in Him. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, Elam and Martha, Ruthie, Emily, Timothy, you're enlisting in a wonderful commitment, in a deeper way in the kingdom of God. And His kingdom is here today. So baptism gives a picture, we saw in Romans, of the burial, the resurrection, from death to life. So baptism, the Greek word, dip, immerse, dip oneself, plunge, sink, overwhelm. And this is, like I said before, this is an ordinance that Christ set in place. It was ordained by Christ in the New Testament. And so we follow through with those things. We have communion. We baptize. We tithe. One more. What is it? Feet washing. Ordinances that Christ gave to us. We follow through with those things. How many times a year? How much do we tithe? Well, how many times do we get baptized? You know, those are things that your heart has to know where to go with that. When I'm baptized, is my heart in the right place? Did I give my life to Jesus Christ? Or was it for another reason, to gain an advantage for myself? Some thoughts for us to ponder. So baptism, we're still in that. Have we given ourselves to Jesus Christ, and do we believe that He died and rose for us? Number two is: have you repented of all known sin and surrendered your all to Jesus? So repentance is a change of mind, going from my sin unto God, to withdraw from evil, choosing to change and putting my faith in God. It's heading in one direction, turning around and heading in the opposite direction, totally, 180. So going from my sin, from death to life, victory over sin, that takes repentance, to go from death unto life. We see that I'm not going to go there this morning, but we see that was John the Baptist's message there in the book of John. And his message was to repent, to believe, and be baptized. The water baptism. So in Romans 6:6, he says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, talking about Christ, but in that he liveth unto God. Then he says, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, just like him, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then he gives encouragement. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey in the lust thereof. neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield you yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We see a beautiful picture of repentance here. Yielding, surrendering. Maybe I should correct myself. I had a brother come up recently to me, and he said, where do you find surrender in the scripture? And I said, I don't think I do. It's either yielding or submitting. Yielding or submitting. And I'm looking at the King James, but I find myself using that word. And I, as since that brother shared it with me, I'm like, wow, he's right. I don't see surrender in the scripture. I see either. There's a different picture between submitting and surrendering. Surrendering is just, I'll back away. It's not my business. I'll just, you know, that's, I won't do anything with that. I'll just surrender it and lay it all down. But submitting is actually an action forward. It's, I'll submit myself to you. It's accountability. It's giving myself to another. Yielding has a different picture than surrender. I'll just yield myself to you. I'll yield. Yield. You give room for another, but you're still with him, but you give him room. You give room for another. And so, I don't know if that was supposed to fit in here, but I just thought of that as I said it. But we give our lives to Jesus Christ. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with saying surrender. It's just interesting that the word has yielding and submitting one to another. Okay, Romans 6 we were. So yeah, we see it in John's message there. Even looking at part of Romans 6 there, in John's message there was not room for a baptism unless you first repented for that, unless you first believed. And so it's already something that is in place. So you will not receive the full benefits of baptism unless you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and give your life to him first. And I think that's where we are today. In fact, I know where we are today is these individuals have given themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are expressing our union with Christ. In 6:5, I found that an interesting verse. He says, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." So just as you were planted in the kingdom of God, planted together with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Planted together with Christ. We're going to go quickly to Matthew here. Matthew 28. Verse 19, we see the importance of the believer's baptism, that portion of scripture there. So they're just watch here. We see they're baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. He says in 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." And then he says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." How will he be with us? How will he be with us? Look at verse 18. "All power," all power, this is Jesus' words, "is given unto me in heaven and in earth." So when you, I don't want to say signed up, but when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, There is. You immediately became a part of another kingdom. There's two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. You became a part of the kingdom of light, Jesus Christ and his kingdom. And that kingdom, according to this verse, says, all power is given unto me in heaven and on the earth. Listen, all power is given unto us. How? How's that possible, Elmer? I'm sorry? Through Christ, through his Holy Spirit. Yes. The Holy Spirit is here to reveal more of Christ. Through his Holy, their Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Godhead. All power is given unto us. Wow. Wow. We see the importance of a believer's baptism in that light in Matthew there. And I want to just go quickly to Colossians, but I want to just make this comment yet in light of Matthew there. You know, it says baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Then if you do a word search, if you do a study rather, in the Bible about the name of Jesus, what that really stands for, it puts you at a totally different thought maybe than where we are this morning. Do a study on the name of Jesus and the power of the name of Jesus. It entails everything, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the new life, and that is for us today. Praise God. All power is given. It's like I give you something, Sammy. I hand you something, and you take it. Now it's yours. You take it with you. Go, he says. Go ye therefore, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Sim. Yes. He's giving it to us. It's a gift to us. Take it with you. Go, he says. Colossians 2:12-15 says, buried with him in baptism. Just think about that. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. Blotting out, this is like your children that are in school, you write something wrong with a pencil, you take the eraser and you erase it to a clean white sheet again. Just, there's nothing there. What had been there before is not there anymore. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Here's a key verse, 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now, Paul gives a picture here of a conquering army with prisoners of war. This is what they did. They brought them back from war and they marched through town. The prisoners of war were naked and they made a show of them openly. The conquering army went through town and they made a show of them openly. Paul's given this illustration and he's saying, this is what happens to the enemy when you give your life to him. He'll make a show of him openly. Basically, the enemy is exposed. It's very obvious that he's wrong, right? When you get in with the kingdom of God, he makes a show of him openly. We look at some of the things of the world, and we said, "How can you think that far beyond foolishness?" Right? How can you think it's okay to be man with man, lady with man, and all those things, right? All those things that make no sense anymore. Christ made a show of those openly. He's making a show of those openly. In our minds, as children of God, as saints of God, that doesn't make sense anymore. It's like, where did their minds go? God turned them over to a reprobate mind, in all honesty. And we need to pray for those people. But he makes a show of the enemy openly. That's how far he goes. All power is given to those that repent for sin and submit to him. The third question, is it your desire to follow Jesus and go wherever he may lead you, to make that life commitment to Jesus Christ? In Matthew 5, he says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. We just learned about all powers given to heaven and earth. And it says, blessed are the meek, blessed are those that give themselves, blessed are those that yield themselves, submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ. He says, they shall inherit the earth. They'll be conquerors. They'll live there. They'll have victory over sin. They will go on. A meek person is a yielded person. A meek person is submitted to the lordship of Christ. A person that is willing to do whatever the master asks him to do. A person that is under the control of another, discipline, willing to be led, willing to follow. We talked about yield, we talked about submitting. Blessed, he says, are the meek. I want to give time for testimonies, but maybe just to, before we go there, just to encourage those that are committing themselves to baptism today, continue to walk with God. This is a safe place this morning. This is a place that you can grow. This is a place that you can, I'm saying, as far as in the presence of his saints, in the presence of God's people, is a safe place. But I want to just encourage each one of you, as you go on in life, some are a little older than others here. And God, the age doesn't matter. It's all what's in your heart. And I appreciate that this morning, that the age diversity here. But as you go out, continue, make a commitment, drive a stake in this morning. When I get down, when I get discouraged, when I get tempted, remind yourself of today. I gave my life to the Lord prior, but I made a commitment today to go all the way with him, and all power will be given unto every one of you. To not yield to that temptation, to not yield to discouragement, to be strong for the Lord. Just maybe God will use you as a mouthpiece for his glory, for his church, for the things of great exploits that he wants to do. May God use you for that. Make him Lord. Make him Lord of your life. I have to think of a comment we talked about here over the years. And the thought goes like this. This is for all of us. Only God knows the potential in any one man that is fully sold out for him. Only God knows the full potential for a man or a woman that is totally yielded and submitted to him. Only God knows that. I know there are some men of God that went before us, gave their lives for the Lord Jesus, walked with him in many ways, in missions, whatever, just every day it was about following Christ. And I know we're all there, right? We have different occupations and things like that that we were involved in. But at the end of their lives, after all that prayer and meditation and time with the Lord, these older men would say, "I wish I could go farther." And you look at them and you say, what potential they had. What a difference they made. But at the end of their life, they're like, "Oh, I just wish I would have went farther." Let's make him Lord. So why baptism? Why the three questions? It's for each of us to check this morning. How do we answer those ourselves? If it's not a yes, it should be. And maybe we need to readjust our own life to make these questions possible for a yes. And if there is sin in our life, like we heard, there's repentance, there's the cross, there's the blood of Jesus that we can be washed and it can be blotted out totally. And so why baptism? You're making a declaration to the seen and the unseen, the spiritual world. There's significance here. You're expressing the outward faith that is already in you. God already has established that inside of each of your hearts. And that faith you're expressing this morning by going through the baptism. And that is because you believe in his saving faith.